What's that?
How much do you want it to be you some of the time, who's able to power the tape through?
How much do I want it to be me? I definitely want to have my team win it. And, you know, I may be in the court, that helps my team. You know, when I go out there, I'm in foul trouble. It is difficult, you know, which was the case in game three. As far as having my team win, that's what I'm trying to do every night. I'm trying to do as much as I can. I'm trying to do as much as possible, as much responsibility that the team gives me to help this team win. If I could do more, if they need me to do more, obviously I probably have to do more if we don't win. So I have to just, it's time to rise to the challenge. I mean, we're at 1-2 home. I'm not playing well. I have to play better. And I'm just going to have to accept the challenge.
You mentioned not being on the floor. It was you last night, KG in game two, Ray in game one. How much does it change, or how does it change your offensive movement and work on the floor when one of the three of you guys always seems to be on the bench?
Obviously you don't get subbed out, but you know, when you have a certain lineup and play certain rotations certain times, it kind of screws with it. When you have a certain chemistry, you know, guys usually know when they're coming out the game, when they're going in the game. But when foul trouble kind of prevents that, it kind of messes with the chemistry. But, you know, sometimes that happens, and guys have to be ready. I mean, regardless, it happens throughout the course of the season, series, and you know, those are some things you have to be ready for, and other guys have to be ready.
Paul, what kind of problems has Ron presented for you, I guess, defensively? Is it just being physical, or has he affected you at all this series in your production?
I don't really see anything he's doing special that many other teams haven't done throughout the course of the playoffs.
So you're basically saying you're missing shots that you normally should make?
You watch the game. What you think he's doing?
Just his physical presence. I mean, just knowing historically, he's given you problems, I guess, in the past. I mean, this is just looking at the stats. Is it just coincidence?
I think so.
No, last question.
Paul, just how much of a factor is it with Rashid not being able to play as much because of his back problems?
Rashid is a big part of what things we're trying to do, especially at the size, you know, matching up with the Lakers. But that means a combination of other guys have to come and step up. He can't be his full strength. Other guys have to be willing to step in and make up for that. But what Rashid does do, he gives you better smarts when he's in the game defensively. He gives you length, rebound, and shooting when he's out there. So we're going to need him. You know, these last four games of the season, we're going to need him. We're going to need everybody. Like I told y'all before, it's not about one individual. You know, some guys aren't going to be playing as well as they like to. And so it has to come from a combination of all 15 guys. We're going to need them all to win the championship. You know, that's what it's going to take. Not one man.
Thank you, Paul. Cameron, we have